Leland Rucker is the senior editor at Cincy Magazine, and he joins us on KGNU on Thursday mornings to talk about the latest news in cannabis. Today we're taking a look at Arizona and a pharmaceutical corporation there that has played a role in the opioid crisis and also in the defeat of cannabis ballot measures. Tell us about Insys Therapeutics.
Yeah, so kind of bear with me here. It's kind of a story here. Arizona was the only state in 2016 that didn't pass cannabis legislation. And that happened at least in part because this Insys Therapeutics, it's a pharmaceutical manufacturer based in Chandler, Arizona, spent $500,000 on an advertising campaign to stop marijuana legalization, arguing that it was detrimental to people's health and detrimental to children. 5 months later, the company received DEA approval to develop its own synthetic marijuana, Syndros, and that's designed to treat nausea during chemotherapy and anorexia in AIDS patients. And, you know, a lot of people are saying this is a suggestion that the pharmaceutical industry wants to block the plant that in some cases has proven to be an effective and cheaper alternative so that it can sell its synthetic drug. Now, Syndros is a lab-made liquid form of THC. And I should point out, it's not the street stuff, marijuana, K2, or spice. That involves chemicals sprayed on plants. This is not that. But Syndros' list of potential side effects is amusing to me, including, get this, euphoria, abnormal thinking, dizziness, paranoia, drowsiness, abdominal pain, and get this, nausea and vomiting, which is what it's designed to do. And again, Insys would be trying to sell its synthetic product over one that grows naturally. That's just mind-boggling to me. It's just amazing.
And what is our connection with opioids as well?
Well, now comes word that John Kapoor, 74 years old, the founder and majority owner of Insys Therapeutics, and one of the country's richest men, has been arrested and charged with the illegal distribution of a fentanyl spray intended for cancer patients and they've also been indicted for violating anti-kickback laws. This is according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston. Basically, he's charged with bribing doctors and defrauding insurance companies to market their narcotic. The company's medication is called Sibsis, and it contains fentanyl. That's the narcotic that's 80 times more powerful than morphine, and its proliferation is linked at least in part to the epidemic today. So he and the others are charged with conspiring to bribe medical practitioners in various states, many of whom operated pain clinics, to get them to prescribe this drug. In exchange for bribes and kickbacks, they wrote large numbers of prescriptions for patients, many of whom were not diagnosed with cancer, according to the allegations. And it further alleges that Kapoor and the former executives conspired to mislead and defraud health insurers who were reluctant to approve payment for the drug when it was prescribed for non-cancer patients. They pursued this goal by obtaining prior authorization directly from insurers and pharmacy benefit managers. This is all according to the indictment. You know, Anthony Weinraub, the U.S. attorney, said that the arrest charges reflect their ongoing efforts to attack the opioid crisis from all angles. Now, I think this is fine. I think this is great. I'm all for this. But it's interesting that the president pointedly did not mention going to one of the sources, pharmaceutical companies, or gullible doctors in his announcement last week of the battle against opioids, preferring the advertising campaign to dissuade children to not use drugs. Now, his commission, led by Chris Christie, will recommend that the administration increase access to addiction treatment and recovery programs, and also first responders' ability to administer the life-saving overdose reversal drug, naloxone.
Well, just to tie all of this back together is that this particular pharmaceutical company worked behind the scenes to defeat, and they were successful in defeating, ballot measure to allow medical marijuana in Arizona, all at the same time while they were producing their own synthetic version of a drug, and now they're being indicted on these various different fraud charges related to a fentanyl drug.
Yeah, it makes you wonder whether or not when we're talking about the opioid crisis, maybe we ought to look at this aspect of it at the beginning of the cycle, what leads people to addiction rather than just concentrating on stopping bad people who are using cannabis and creating fancy advertising. I think this is so sad.
Well, people can read more about this online at scentsymag.com. Catch the hard copy at newsstands around the metro area. In the meantime, Leland Rooker, thank you.
Thank you.